This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I am going to come right out and say it. I have been shamed by a child.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
It's War of the Roses on The Wake Up Call. Monica is on with us this morning. Good morning, Monica.
Hi, good morning.
Joe and Monica just celebrated their second anniversary together. And on the night of their anniversary, Joe took Monica to a really nice restaurant that she'd always wanted to try. Monica was super excited because they were finally able to try this place for the first time. When they arrived at the restaurant, the hostess seemed to recognize Joe. Like, what happened?
Yeah, so we got there and she had said to Joe, just like in passing, like, it's so good to see you again.
As if he's already been to this restaurant or as if they know each other personally?
Sounded as though he had been to the restaurant.
Got it.
That's what I assumed. But then he immediately started acting like really weird and nervous as soon as she said that.
Did you ask him about it? Like, hey, why would she say nice to see you again?
Yeah. No, I asked him and he just said that the hostess must have like confused him with someone else. But I know him. I know he was lying to me.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Joe on the phone. Katie's going to offer him the roses. Hopefully he sends them to you, Monica. And we'll kind of see if we can kind of figure this out, okay?
Okay, thanks.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Joe, please?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Joe. This is Lucy with, and I'm calling today with a gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long-stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
I mean, sounds good.
Okay. It's really easy to get started. All I need first is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Okay. All right. So we're going to send them to Tori.
Okay. And then before I get Tori's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Oh, man. Shoot. All right. I love you. I love you a million times.
Okay, I love you a million times, and then I assume love Joe.
Yep, that'll work.
Joe, let me interrupt for a second. This is a Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. We've been asked by your girlfriend, Monica, to offer you roses to see who you'd send them to, and you didn't send them to Monica. Why not?
I would send them to... It's not even like that. I know what y'all are trying to do, like y'all are trying to set up. It's not even like that. Like, me and Tori are just friends. That's what I'm trying to. I was just sending her some files to say thank you because she helped me out with like a recent issue I had.
What was the issue?
I was actually asking her about like how to, you know, cause I wanted to like take Tori. I mean, jeez, I want to take Monica out for I know we've been kind of like at odds lately, and I want to kind of get back to her. So I asked her for advice on like how can I get me and Monica back where we used to be.
Right.
Okay. Well, love you a million times.
I mean,
didn't seem like a very friend-ish.
Let's bring Monica. I think Monica's been on this whole
what
time.
What the f***, you mother f***ing liar. What the f*** is wrong with you?
Wait, really? You want to do this? You want to do this on the telephone right now? You're not going to call me?
Okay. Hold on.
What is wrong? You are such a piece of
I'm telling you, we're just friends. It's not even serious like that.
Who is Tori?
She's old.
She's your what?
She's my cousin.
She's your cousin?
She's my cousin. I cannot believe this. And you lied. You lied right to my
face, and you took me in there. You lied to me.
No, I didn't. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you, she was helping me out with a situation. I was trying to get us back together. It was not even like that.
I cannot believe
it. Okay. Monica, hang on 1 second.
I can't believe you're doing this on the phone. This is embarrassing right now.
Monica, hang on 1 second. Joe, if you have had a girlfriend that you've just celebrated your second anniversary with, it probably makes a little more sense to send the roses to her and not somebody else. Am I right?
No, I'm doing something different for the anniversary. I didn't want to send the flowers. I always give a flower. I'm doing something different.
I don't think there's a such thing as too many flowers.
Hey, do you know Joe and your cousin to be close? Like, do you guys, are they good friends?
Why would I ever suspect that? No, she's one of my closest friends. She's one of my best friends.
Okay, all right, Monica. Look, obviously we're super mad at Joe, but aren't you more mad at... What's her name?
Tori.
More mad at Tori?
Be equally mad at both of them.
I'm mad at both of them. Of course I'm mad at both of them.
But you grew up with your cousin.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I don't know how long you and Joe have been dating, but, like, you've known your cousin since childhood. Man, I'd be way more pissed at her.
I can't believe you pulled this off the phone. You could have called me.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
We're going to do this in public like this. Y'all need to mind your damn business. How about that?
I mean, that's true.
I mean, we probably should.
It's too late for that.
Yeah, it's way too late for that.
Monica, you hold on the line. I'm going to talk to you privately, okay?
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.